Welcome back to PR After Hours. I'm your host, Alex Greenwood, bringing you your weekly cocktail of PR and marketing tips that will help you and your business. Hey, we'll get right to it after this message. Okay, you're listening to a podcast, so that's the first hurdle already. You know podcasting is beneficial, or you wouldn't be listening to PR After Hours. You would not be here in the virtual lounge sipping your virtual teeny or your brew or whatever it is you like to drink while you're listening to this show. But I wonder if everybody understands the full potential of podcasting. Well, we're going to find out a lot about that from a guy whose energy just blows me away. He's Hernan Cías, and he is a host of the Business Bros podcast, and he's got just this podcasting empire and training situation going on. And we're going to ask him a lot of tough questions about podcasting and why it's important for you and or your clients. Welcome, Hernan.
Thank you for having me. I'm super pumped. I can't wait to get into this. It's one of my favorite topics to be talking about. So, you know, podcasting, you know, 101, here we go.
How about this? Tell us how you got started. Give us the Cliff's Notes on what got you into the world of podcasting.
Absolutely. So I always start with I'm good at following directions. I've been with my wife almost 20 years, and when I was getting ready to get my real estate coach certification, my mentor was like, "Hey, dude, you need to start a podcast." I didn't quite understand why, but he was saying it. Around the same time, I was introduced to Gary Vee's content, and Gary Vee saying the same thing: "You need to start a podcast." And I'm like, "Look, these guys are really doing well in their industry. I should probably follow their lead." So I started a podcast, and that's really the beginning of it. I didn't really quite understand the power of it until I started doing it on a regular basis. We've just crossed the 500 episode threshold. We've interviewed over 300 people, and the Cliff Notes of it, it has become the best prospecting tool I have ever come across.
How does that work? Is it prospecting because of the guests you bring on, or is it the listeners, or both?
It's both. I mean, so in any business, when you're an entrepreneur, you want to generate leads and you want to build and establish new relationships. You want to be able to talk to somebody new every single day. That's kind of part of what business is. Get in front of enough people, tell them what it is you do, you build relationships, you grow your business, and you're set. The problem is most people approach that kind of conversation awkwardly. It's like, "Hey, Mr. Prospect, can I buy you a cup of coffee and then tell you what I'm selling you? And hopefully by the end, you'll give me money and we'll part ways." I mean, that's horrible. Nobody likes to be sold that way, right? That's why we say no to those kind of calls often. The person calling doesn't really feel comfortable talking to them. The person answering definitely doesn't feel comfortable. But let's flip that on his head. Now, instead of me saying, "Hey, I'm going to sell you something," I go up to the prospect and I'm like, "Hey, I love what you're doing. You're doing some amazing things in your company. Would you be willing to come on my show and share what it is you're doing with my audience? Talk about what your company, your product, your service?" 9 times out of 10, they say yes. They won't give you 5 minutes on a sales call, but they'll give you 45 minutes on a podcast, right? That is a huge difference. Now I've established a relationship. I have brought them on. I learned all about them. I talked about them. I promoted them. Then they leave, and I can decide whether I want to continue that relationship, or maybe that wasn't a good fit and I can, you know, cut it off right there. But if I like them, you know what? I'm going to cut up a couple pieces of my 30-minute podcast, and I'm going to create small segments, and I'm going to send it out, and I'm going to tag them, continue promoting them. It's reciprocity after that. Like, we as humans have that reciprocity feeling built in us. It's like when you're at the office during Christmas and somebody walks up and gives you a present. You know, on the one hand, you're grateful. On the other hand, you're thinking, "What a jerk. Now I have to give that person a gift," right? Like, you just feel that way. You don't mean to feel that way. You just do. So, you know, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're bringing value over and over and over again. Before you know it, the people who have been on your show feel so grateful for what you're doing. A, they think about you first when it comes to your product or service. So they're going to send you referrals, if not do business with you themselves. And so that is the power of podcasting in a nutshell.
And you're also feeding their ego a little bit. You're saying, "You have expertise, you have value. Can you share that with us?" And there's a magnanimity that a lot of people feel like, "Oh, you'd like to talk to me about something I know about?" You know, and that's, I mean, that's a really excellent sales technique to a degree. And even if you do have a relationship that maybe the interview goes, you're like, "Oh, nice person, but we're not a fit for whatever our business goals are. You still got some quality content that you can put out there. It's a, somebody out there who's listening at least can enjoy that interview and maybe get some value out of it.
Not just that, you become smarter. I mean, yeah. Look, we have an education process, right? You go to school, they feed you a bunch of facts, you regurgitate them on a test, and supposedly you're educated. You knew things, you learned things, but really, really, you know, history-wise, we pass down our knowledge through stories. It's what we learn from other people, and you're going to connect with people that think like you, act like you, want to be, you know, either you want to be like them or they want to be like you, but you're connecting with these people. Every person that comes on the show, I always say it's like I get plugged into the Matrix, like insert their story and I take bits and pieces of it and it becomes who I am, right? We do the same thing when we read books. We do the same thing when we watch YouTube videos. We take bits and pieces of our life experience and it becomes who we are. I just get to experience more people than the average person because of the podcast.
Let's go to the basics here. Now, thank you for that. That you're again, folks, didn't I tell you he's going to blow you away with his enthusiasm about podcasting. Here, let's take it back and let's talk about to newbies. Now, what are the major objections you get when you talk to people and say, you should do a podcast? Or what do you hear back from people when you say, I do a podcast? They're like, and they make that face like, oh, that sounds hard. What do you mm-hmm. do?
So I, first of all, I tell them, I go, look, you're already talking to people, right? That's number one, right? Okay, let me give you the download, right? So first, they're like, I don't like the sound of my voice. I'm not comfortable in front of a camera, right? Let's just get those out of the way. And I can't fix your face. It's the one you've had for, I don't know, however many years your age is, right? I can't fix your voice. That's exactly how you sound. We all hear you that way. The only difference is now you've seen it or now you're hearing it on your own headset, right? So that one, you know, I kind of have to blow by. I'm like, you'll get used to it. Right. After that, it becomes, I don't know how to do these things. I don't know how to even start a podcast. How do I send it out to Spotify and iTunes? How do you do a live stream? Well, you know, when I first started, we tried all kinds of different things. We started with audio only, then we added video, then we started live streaming. And now we're to the point where, you know, I created a three-step process. There's three things that you can do, and I'll show you how to create an audio podcast 100% absolutely free, host it somewhere. First of all, you got to learn what the word hosting means, right?
Right.
I always call it like your MP3 file. You record the thing on your computer, it becomes a file. Think of that as your vehicle, as a car. It's sitting in the garage on your laptop or your computer, right? But the world doesn't have access to your laptop. So what do we got to do? We got to take that car and we got to put it in somebody else's garage. So, you know, I recommend Anchor for that. And I'm like, look, yep. Anchor's there. It's a yeah. free platform. You can park as many cars in their garage as you want. And then they're going to tell the whole world that this is where these featured cars are. Come check them out. Right. So that's hosting, by the way. So hosting for free, distribution for free. Now, you know, I introduced StreamYard, which is a video platform, right? StreamYard is a video platform we use. I like it, A, because the free version allows you to stream live, but it also allows you the capability, if you pay for it, to stream to multiple platforms at once. It also allows you to add intros and outros live on your show. So I have a video intro, video outro. It allows you to do commercials and segments and all kinds of different pieces to fully brand your show, takes your show to that next level. And then when I hit the end button, it's already fully edited. There's no editing time after that if you're okay with, you know, a little bit of ums, ands, yeah. and filler words, right? So it saves you time, energy, and money. And then you want to get guests on your show? Well, there's a newer platform, Matchmaker FM, right? That's guests to come on your show as well as be a guest on other shows. So you got all the pieces right here laid out for free. Yeah. And you can do it. Let me just hold your hand a little bit and I'll walk you through the process.
Okay, a couple of things. What, this is an Anchor FM show. I just did this for a lark. This show started in January. Now, my other show has been around since 2016, and I host that on Libsyn. And I've been with Libsyn throughout my podcasting career till Anchor. A friend said, have you looked at Anchor? I'm like, oh, I'm good. You know. And then when I saw it was free, and it's mm-hmm. incredibly easy to use. Now, the distribution's not as big. There's about 8 or 9 destinations, as far as I can tell, whereas Libsyn goes to, I think, about double that. But a lot of those other podcasting aggregators, nobody listens to anyways. Who cares?
Yeah.
You get to go to the main guys, the Spotify, you know, on Anchor. So I love that. The other thing, it's so simple to use. And you can even do it from your phone. I wouldn't recommend it. Yes. I like to have some quality. But I will say this. I'm really big, particularly on my other show. I have a longer form show I do on writing and creativity. I meticulously go through and kind of cut out the ums and ahs and the because I just, that's me. Mm-hmm. This show, to me, like I say, it's kind of laid back. You're in a lounge. It's a little down and dirty. You know, I like this because, you know what? As soon as we're done here, I'm going to get a file from Zoom. We're doing this over Zoom, which I really was not a big Zoom guy. I was a big Skype guy, but Zoom is starting to win me over because the sound quality has improved greatly. So I'm going to have this file downloaded within 10 minutes of our being done. I'll go into Anchor. I've already got a pre-roll and a post-roll ready to go. I'll plug this in. I will have my show notes. I'll plug in all your links. I'm done in like 15 minutes after we're done if I want to hurry. I mean, is that your experience too?
That's exactly my experience nowadays, except I'm doing it. I'm also adding the video component to it. So when I'm done, not only do we have the MP3 already uploaded and set, right? It's already ready for distribution on the audio portion. My video is already on Facebook. It's already on Twitter. It's already on YouTube. It's already on Stitcher. Twitch. They get confusing, but they're already on all those platforms. So, you know, that time constraint is very minimal now. It's simplified. Whereas when I first got started, and traditionally when you get started with podcasting, it's like record, take the MP3, add in the intros, add in the outros, add in your segments or commercials, write up your show notes, like all the steps. You know, it used to take me, you know, an hour at least. Per show. And I wasn't cutting out the ums and uhs, right? Like, you know, your show might be a little bit different. Everybody to each his own. I'm more talking about an interview-based platform. I'm using it as a prospecting tool. But, you know, you can get as creative as you want. You can get as detailed as you want. You can get, you know, the best microphone in the world if that's what you want for the quality of audio. But that's not what you need to get started, right?
Right.
Getting started is the biggest issue. If you can take that first couple steps, you know, just get going and understand, you know, I don't know about you, but when I started my podcast, no one listened. It grew over time. Yeah. You know, the statistics on podcasting, there's half a billion blogs out there. There's 31 million YouTube channels. There's a million podcasts, and half of those have 14 episodes or less.
Yeah.
And the number one reason why people quit is A, no one's listening. The second reason is it's a lot of work. And the work would be okay if people listened right off the bat, but it doesn't pan out that way. And I always tell people, look, that's a good thing. At the beginning, you suck. And your voice isn't there yet. Your energy's not there yet. You're thinking about, did I push the record button? Is the video on? Right. And not really talking about the content that you're talking about. You're focusing everywhere else. But once you get certain things squared away, you get better and better and better and better. So it's good that nobody listens at the beginning. That's not your good quality work. By the time people start listening, that's the you version that you want people to listen to. So it works in your favor. You just got to kind of stick to it and, you know, you'll figure it out as we go.
Well, you know, Hernan, I was going to say that I started in 06 and I had a pretty successful political show for a number of years and for about almost 3 years. And I got New York Times bestselling authors sending me books and wanting to come on and interviews and talking about this and that. But I just got burned out. And that was back when these platforms were not easy to work with either. You record your MP3, but just recording an interview over the phone, it was over the phone, which always sucked. I had this weird thing put together with three or four little things to try to make it work. And half the time it didn't. It was so embarrassing. And I'd done a year as a radio show host. So I had a real dedication to being professional and not wasting people's time. But there was a couple of interviews that just cratered because of the technology wasn't quite there. Now though, like you're saying, this is so flippin' easy. So, okay, let's say people are taking our advice. They go on an Anchor and Matchmaker. I didn't amplify what you said about Matchmaker. That's how we met. I hooked up with that. And I had James Mulvaney on the show, by the way, last week. I'm going to tell you something. Within like 2 weeks of signing up or less, I had over a dozen guests.
Yep.
Crazy. Yep. And good guests, too.
Yes. I tell people it's really like you set up a profile. You hit the on button to activate your profile. And people find you. It's literally that easy. Like there's no technical step to it. You create a profile. This is my show. You had your image, turn it on, and that's it. I had James on the show too. Did he tell you about how, you know, it's called Matchmaker? And every time I bring that up to people, they're like, they give you that weird face. He's like, yeah, well, when I initially thought about it, I thought about Tinder. I wanted to make it a swipe feature, but it didn't roll out that way.
Yeah, that cracked me up. He's great. He was really great. And his show's done very well for me on downloads too. So let's say we've got this going. So here we go. We've just explained this. You got the location to go. You got the MP3. You can record that. Microphone wise, I would advise this. Have at least a decent external microphone. Mm-hmm. Sound quality to me is important. In fact, I have a guest pre-interview I send out, and I just tell them, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be very straight up with them. If you're not recording at least from an earbud mic or something or a nicer mic, let's just not, because if you're recording from the built-in mic to your computer or your laptop, it just sounds to me like a very poor listening experience. Do you care about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I do, I'm a psycho crazy podcaster. I do a show every single day. Right.
Oh
so
gosh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I enjoy it. It's, you know, I love doing it. And so I'm not as picky because I know it's just that day's episode. Right. Yeah. One of my original mentors for a long time, he used the Blog Talk Radio platform.
Oh yeah.
So if you know what Blog Talk Radio is, you literally call in on your phone.
Right.
And both guests and the host call in on their phone. It's automated. It kicks off and it's ready to go. So it completely sounds like a phone call. Yeah. That's the quality of the audio, but he was getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads every month. And that was, you know, that was the show. Like that was how it was rolled. So sometimes the content, if the content is good quality, you'll overlook some of that stuff. But like you, I'm like, just invest a little bit. You don't have to get super crazy. You can get a USB snow globe mic. I mean, they're like 30, 50 bucks, something like that. Yeah. And you're set. You can take it anywhere and it plugs into your computer USB and you're ready to rock and roll. It's just elevating your game just a little bit,
just
right?
Just a little bit. And the reason I say that, or not particularly, is when you're just starting and you're asking people to take a chance and take some of their time to listen to you. And if right out of the box, because like you said, first few episodes, you've got enough strikes against you. So my opinion is at least have a good quality sound. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Cause I know I come off sounding really snobby. I think it's part of it's cause I was in radio for a while and all that, but I hope you get where I was coming from.
Oh, I completely get it. Yeah. I'm with you 100%. Like you should have that. I at the very least you have your AirPods or you have your, you know, your, yeah. That's good enough already. You don't need to have, you know, professionals mics, but the better the quality sound, the more reason why people are going to want to listen to you.
Yeah.
You want to, you only get a first impression, one shot at a first impression, right? So might as well get a good one.
Right. So let me talk to you a little bit about frequency, because you just mentioned that you do one every darn day. Now, are you talking 5 days a week or 7 days a week?
5 days a week. 5 days a week. My wife would kill me if I did it 7 days a week.
I was going to say, because if you do seven, she's still with you. I mean, wow. All right. But so you do 5 days a week. Is it the same time every day?
Every day. Yep. We do we're in San Diego, California, so it's Pacific Standard Time, but we do a show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. ish sharp.
I love it. And do you always have a guest, or do you just riff?
So we do try to have a guest almost every single day, but life happens, and every once in a while, you know, a guest can't make it. And so I do have a last minute guest list. So I email out, you know, hey, but I warn them. Sometimes it's like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before a show, and like I don't always get some. So sometimes it's just James and I, and we just go at it, and we talk about, you know, what's going on in our day, what's going on in our business, you know, what's working, what's not working. We open it up. So StreamYard also allows us to bring on the audience. So anytime the audience is watching and they leave a comment, we see all the comment feeds.
Nice.
And we literally can click on them and bring them on to the show. So we can have it like an open forum. They'll just ask a specific question. We bring the guest on and, you know, highlight their question, answer it. And it's great because literally your job is to keep people listening to your show as long as possible. So if I can keep, you know, somebody on the show because I highlighted them, they have a completely different experience than if you're just on the radio, right? On the radio, growing up as a kid, they would have something like, hey, call in, you're going to win something. I call in, it's like busy, 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 right? You can never get to, you know, through to the DJ. But with our, you know, doing it this way, you literally have access to the host right there live on the show. And you tend to want to stick around longer if you're part of the show. Yeah. Right? That's just how it works. So, you know, that's one of the cool engagement tools that we use. And when we have to, you know, go at it without a guest, that's one of the benefits of doing it.
So you've explained basics, the 101 to the newbies, and you're also helping me make the case to my PR marketing colleagues about why you should do this, if not for yourself, for your clients. There's going to be some of your clients you can identify. And I think you kind of alluded to this earlier. Maybe not every client's going to have that time or that personality to do that. But I'm talking to you PR and marketing agencies in particular, small to mid-size in particular. Perhaps there should be, and you tell me if this is crazy or not, but maybe the agency sets up a show and they just kind of create a kind of a round robin where maybe one week it's this client, another week it's this client. And then like maybe the client is not on every week, but the client's on twice a quarter or something like that, just to get their feet wet. Or is that too little?
No, not at all. There are, I mean, I've had, I don't know, maybe like 20 or 30 people. So a good chunk of people that have been on our show that sit behind the mic, do the entire show, and they're bitten by that podcast bug. Like, that's it. They're like, this was so cool. I want to do this. And then they hit me up and they're like, what mic did you get? What did you do here? How do you start this? And, you know, that's kind of where the whole, you know, podcasting, the power of podcasting came from, is because people kept asking, like, you know, how do you do this? Where do you go to do your video? How do you get that branding stuff done? How do you, they start asking all the questions. I just answer, right? I'm like, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. This is how, why it's working for me. And you know, if you're a PR firm and you're providing your clients the opportunity to see a different way of marketing, especially post COVID, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people had to cut back on a lot of different expenses. You cannot cut back on your marketing. You can cut back on your marketing expense, but your marketing reach needs to continue to be, if not less, it's got to be more now, because people are really limiting on what they're going to spend their money on. So if you give them an opportunity to take on some of this marketing through podcasting, where it's very, it has a large reach, but it's very inexpensive to get going, you're a great PR firm. You're all of a sudden, you're the savior. You're the reason why they can continue to keep their doors open and customers are going to keep coming in. So I think it's an absolute, that rat and robin, at least give them that little taste of what it's like. That's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well then how about this? Speaking of ideas, do you offer webinars to help people out?
Absolutely. So on Mondays, I have a webinar. So you can go to businessbros.biz/setup, and I'm going to walk you through how to set up your podcast completely from point A to point Z for absolutely for free. And I'll give you a 100% honest at the end. I pitch you how to brand it, because you can't brand it for free, but I'll pitch you on my side. I'll give you all the tools to brand, but I'll show you, if you just, you know, stick with me, I'll show you everything that you can do to start your podcast. And that's absolutely free. If you just do that part, you're already ahead of the game. And people always ask, why do you show people how to do that stuff for free? I'm like, because my goal is actually pretty simple. When I die, I want 10,000 people at my funeral. So if I showed you how to do something, right? If I showed you how to take your business from not having enough clients or not having enough leads to where you're prospecting and enjoying that every single day, you're going to like me. And when something comes up, you might even buy a t-shirt or something from me, or maybe you will do the branding stuff with me. Or you know what? At the end of my life, maybe I've influenced you so much that, you know, you do show up at my funeral. And that's kind of, you know, I feel I'm always one of those, if I give, if I'm putting out positive things in life, positive things are going to come back to me. And that being said, I know negative things happen too, but for the most part, I'm going to have a good life. I don't have to look over my back. People will recognize who I am, you know, and for a good reason. You'll be famous, not infamous, right? And that's kind of the MO there.
Man, I thank you for the sharing that. That is such a wonderful, credo to live by, though, is that. And I love if nothing else, when you're dead and gone, if you're remembered fondly as, hey, that's the guy who helped me out. That's a guy who gave a damn about me and my family and my business. You know, that's just huge, because everything else is pretty, I mean, they say this, once you're gone, if you're not remembered, you're truly gone.
That's true. So, well, I'll give you, you know, this is separate from business altogether, mm-hmm. But you know, I can't show my 8-year-old son, or he's not 8 anymore, he's 11 now, or 10. I can't show my 10-year-old what my grandfather was like. I can tell him about him, but he'll never know what I experienced. For all I know right now, my great-grandson is watching me, right? Is listening to my interview, is understanding who I was, my personality, my excitement, my mannerisms, my sense of humor. They see all of that because it lives on the internet forever, right? It exists there forever. So, you know, if you can pass on who you are to the future generations, just because you're literally documenting who you are and who you meet, like, that's another added bonus that has no monetary value whatsoever, but huge sentimental value within your family. I mean, if I was to die today, there are 500 episodes of my personality that live on the internet that my kids could kind of go back and hear dad's voice and, you know, get some inspiration from. So, you know, there's an added value, not just in the business side, but in the family and the sentimental side.
That's a very moving thought. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and we get along great. And she doesn't really know her old man as an 11-year-old. But when she's an adult someday, yeah, I'd love it if she'd listen to some of these and read my books and do all those things. And I really love your approach to this, Hernan. Thank you so much for that. So the clock on the wall is telling me to hurry. So you also have an ebook. Is there one out there?
That's true. So literally COVID hit and I was like, okay, I'm going to start turning this podcast thing into an actual business. What is it that I do every day? And so I, you know, sat down and every morning when COVID first hit, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I go for my run, come back and, you know, the household is still all asleep, right? Wife, kids are still sleeping. So, you know, pen to paper, get down and get busy. So I literally wrote down all the processes, everything from podcast development to podcast promotion, launch visibility and monetization. I laid it out in an easy course and ebook. So if you guys want to check out the ebook, I'm going to give it away for free. So it's www.businessbros.biz/freepop, free power of podcasting. Check it out. Grab it. Start your podcast. It's got links to like microphones in there. It shows you how to create Facebook pages, hashtags, all kinds of different stuff. And there's tons of other ways to do it. That's just my process. And if it helps you, more power to you. That's what I want, right? To get you to start doing the podcasting space.
You know, I knew going into this that I was going to have a fun time talking to you, but I'm energized and pumped up now. You have just this natural charisma, my friend. You really do. You are evangelical about this. It's really exciting to hear this. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's life-changing and I don't know how else I can tell people other than be as positive and as ecstatic as I am, because it's literally changed my life. I mean, the way I speak is better. The energy I have is better. The network I have is huge, all because of podcasting. So, you know, if it's changed my life that way, imagine, and I'm not the smartest person in the world. There are people who can do this probably better than I can. You just never knew that this was an option. So take that leap, give it a shot, and see if it does what it did for me.
Hernan Cías, thank you so much for appearing here in the virtual lounge. Maybe we'll have you back sometime. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more to hear from you down the road.
Love it.
Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR, or even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long, and you record your message. I get the message. I will play your audio. Just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget, too, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at PRAfterHours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.